Well, again, it's a pleasure to introduce our next acquisition from the New England Patriots. That we know how much we hated playing against him, so we are thrilled he's come to the Denver Broncos. He's a tremendous player, tough, great cover guy, and is going to really add to our secondary and the toughness to our secondary.
Thanks for the opportunity to be here. Opportunity to play for a great organization, and I'm just excited, man. Looking forward to the opportunity.
So you're on the plane. You've talked about this. All of a sudden, you look over. There's another Pro Bowler over there. It's DeMarcus Ware. Does that kind of bring into focus what you're getting yourself into signing with Denver?
It kind of did. I mean, he came. Of course, he wasn't signed when we was on the plane, but by the time I finished my physical, he was signed. So I mean. Just seeing him over there, I knew Ward had came in. I know about the offense, and I just seen what John Elway was doing with what he was trying to do with the defense and stuff, trying to do with the team. Period. Right. So it's exciting, man.
You had some energy when you came in the building.
Mm-hmm.
You just said you're really excited about this. You came from a good team,
right?
But you have all this energy coming here to the Broncos. Why?
It's a top of the line organization, you know, and I feel like they believe in my play, you know. From teams offer you some kind of contract, they offer you this. I mean, I feel like that. I just wanted to go where I was wanted at, and I felt like just from the talks on the phone and what they offered me and stuff that they wanted me to be here. So that's kind of where I wanted to be. It's the place, a place that wanted me to be here, and it was like a good team. We got a Hall of Fame quarterback, and it was just, everything was in place.
It happened pretty quickly.
Happened so fast. Like, it was four or five other teams since March 8th to about 7 o'clock, 7:30 on March 11th or whatever. Then it was like, then I started hearing the Broncos talk from my agent real quick, and that was almost a done deal, man.
So you come out of one culture, into another. You good at making friends?
Yeah, I'm a social guy, you know. It won't be hard for me at all, man. I adapt, adjust easy.
How much does it help when you have Chris Harris?
Yeah, then I got
around
Chris.
Isn't that something?
Here. Yeah, he's been here for years, so he can tell me all the, you know, the good lunch spots and, you know, the places where my lady can go, you know what I'm saying, where his lady can go to shop and do whatever they do, you know, so it's good just already knowing somebody who can kind of show you the ropes around the city and stuff.
Yeah, keep them happy.
Definitely. Right, definitely. Got to keep them happy.
Right. So you get a chance to come back and play with a guy who can tell you what this defense is all about and how you and TJ and DeMarcus can help now in other signings. Mm-hmm. When you think about getting to work, how excited do you get? You think about what this defense could maybe do.
It's definitely. I just can't wait to just get in that huddle, man, for the first time.
Right.
And just see everybody. See the new team in the huddle, man, and just like you said, man, just get to work. Man.
What was it like preparing for the Broncos? What
it
were those
tough
weeks like? When you came
it
in on
tough
Wednesday, you knew you were going to start looking at film. Mm-hmm. What were those weeks like?
It was tough, man. I had a long, long road ahead of me just watching Demaryius all day, all night, man. I can't let him embarrass me. I just didn't want him. I can't let him embarrass me like he like he do these other corners. So I just watched so much tape on him. It was one of the toughest teams to prepare for, you know, because they attack you so many different ways, and it's just it was a difficult task getting ready for the Broncos.
You're here for that AFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
I know you try and tune out distractions when you're out there, especially as a visiting team.
Right.
That crowd, not so much when you were out on the field, but do you remember maybe when you were watching Tom Brady in the offense trying to
definitely
get things going?
Yeah, even in our warm-ups, man, they were so loud, and our warm-ups, like one of the loudest crowds we heard in our warm-ups. Me and a couple of guys were talking about it, you know, just how, I mean, we thought it was maybe because it was just the playoffs, or we don't know if it's because the playoffs, or we don't know if it's the Broncos Nation, we just knew it was loud, even in warm-ups. But, yeah, once the game got, you couldn't hear the guy talk next to you, you know what I'm saying? Once Tom and them was on the field, we couldn't talk as a defense on the sideline.
So it stood out.
It stood out. It was pretty loud.
That's amazing. What do you think the next couple of days the off-season program doesn't start till mid-April.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to get adjusted. You're going to be here. You're going to be working pretty quick.
Right, right. Going to be working quick. Probably go home and get stuff situated and have to go to Boston and get my apartment cleaned out there and my car and stuff and get everything here. So, yeah, me and my lady, we got some work to do, definitely.